WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the high school wrestling season begins tonight for Atlantic as Tim Duff and the Atlantic Cam squad will hit the road tonight for a double duel at Griswold, facing Griswold and Audubon. Atlantic opens up the season after seeing a pretty good end to last year. Atlantic sent a number of wrestlers to the state meet last year, and Coach Tim Duff says they really lost five good seniors from that group.
You know, four of the five were state qualifiers, with three of those bringing home medals from the state tournament. You had a state champion, a third and a fourth out of that senior class. And so and the fifth senior, Jacob Johnson, was outstanding too. So those five seniors, you know, we're going to miss all the leadership and all the qualities and everything they brought to the room. And, so this year we're really looking for, those guys that were kind of the other part of the team last year. They're really going to have to step up.
Atlantic does have one returning state qualifier this season in sophomore Carter Cox.
Carter's the one coming back that has state tournament experience. You know, Carter will be a sophomore this year, probably wrestling about 113 pounds. So, Carter's really going to have to be a leader for us as far as winning matches and scoring points and showing kids, how to work and how to wrestle and the kind of attitude we want to, the aggressiveness we want our kids to demonstrate on the mat. And that starts in the practice room.
Audubon and Griswold will present a pretty good first test for Coach Duff's squad.
You know, Audubon has four state qualifiers coming back. They were an outstanding team last year, state place winner back with them. So they've got some talented kids. They've got a number of kids in the early season rankings I saw here on the predicament. So, they're going to be a real tough test force, and I know they're trying to put their lineup together. They had a great football season in Audubon, and so now they're trying to get into wrestling mode, but Coach Kirkhoff always does an outstanding job. They always have their kids are always very physical, and so we know that's going to be a battle. And then Griswold, they're trying to build up their program. Coach Layton took over here, and he's been a longtime assistant and a good done a good job as an assistant coach. Is one of those guys that really cares about wrestling, and I think he's going to help rebuild that program into back to some of its glory that it once had. And they've got some tough kids on their lineup. I know that right now they're working on getting their numbers up, and that's I think where they're going to start. But I know they have some tough kids in their lineup, so it'll be a great battle for us down on Griswold.
Audubon brings in three rated wrestlers in the early season predicament class 1A rankings, with Brad Kirkhoff, Jake Mulford, and Trevor Smith all rated at their weight classes. Again, that action between Audubon, Atlantic Cam, and Griswold in Griswold tonight. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes outscored 12th-ranked North Carolina 9-4 to close the game in a 60-55 victory over the Tar Heels in the ACC Big Ten Challenge last night. Mike Gasell snapped a 55-all tie with a layup and a free throw.
You know, I knew the shot blocker was coming. The shot clock was running down, so I knew I wanted to get it high off the glass, and I was able to sneak it in there. I work on those shots all the time, and this year I haven't done a great job of, realizing when the shot blocker's coming. I've gotten a lot of shots blocked, but that's something that, I've watched a lot of film on, and I continue to work on, and it felt good to make that play.
Gasell led the Hawkeyes with 16 points and made his first four shots of the game. After getting dominated on the glass in the opening half, the Hawkeyes turned the tables in the second half.
You know, you look at the first half of the Texas game, how tough we were, and then we weren't in the second half. And this game, the reality is, we were the tougher team in the second half. We made the plays down the stretch. I'm really proud of my guys.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Junior center Adam Woodbury scored all 11 of his points in the second half as Iowa improves to 5-2 on the season with that victory. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops last night, number 4 Duke beat number 2 Wisconsin 80-70. 7th-ranked Virginia topping number 21 Maryland 76-65. 25th-ranked Utah beating 8th-ranked Wichita State in overtime 69-68. Number 10 Villanova beat LaSalle 84-70. Notre Dame upended number 19 Michigan State in overtime 79-78, while number 23 Butler defeats Indiana State 77-54. In football news, Brian Hoyer will be under center when the Cleveland Browns begin Sunday's game against Indianapolis. Browns coach Mike Pettine chose him over Johnny Manziel, saying that Hoyer would be a better choice to lead the Browns down the stretch. Hoyer has played poorly for a month, but the 7-5 Browns are sticking with him as they try to make the playoffs for the first time since 2002. Also from the Browns, wide receiver Miles Austin has been placed on injured reserve after he sustained a kidney injury in Sunday's loss at Buffalo. The Chicago Bears have signed veteran kicker Jay Feely, with Robbie Gould doubtful for Thursday's game against the Dallas Cowboys because of a right quadriceps injury. Buffalo Bills running back C.J. Spiller returned to practice Wednesday for the first time in 6 weeks since he broke his collarbone. Two people familiar with the case tell the Associated Press that Adrian Peterson won't attend the conclusion of his suspension appeal hearing today. Peterson also skipped a disciplinary hearing at the league office last month before Commissioner Roger Goodell suspended him for the rest of the season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The 2012 NFL MVP hasn't played for the Minnesota Vikings since week one after he was charged with child abuse in Texas. NFL executive Troy Vincent is scheduled to testify today, according to someone who spoke anonymously to the Associated Press, because neither side is to discuss the case publicly. A two-day hearing that could determine quarterback Jameis Winston's future at Florida State has ended with no decision and no definitive timetable on when the case will be resolved. The hearing was held by the university about 2 years after a female student said Winston sexually assaulted her in December of 2012. It was held to determine whether Winston violated any or all of the four sections of the Code of Conduct, two for sexual misconduct and two for endangerment. Former Florida Supreme Court Justice Major Harding then has 10 school days to rule. The second-ranked Seminoles play Georgia Tech in the ACC title game on Sunday, one day before the College Football Playoff Committee picks the four semifinalists for the national championship. And in baseball news, right-hander Luke Hoshaver and the Kansas City Royals have agreed to a $10 million two-year deal. Hoshaver will make $4.5 million this season and $5.5 million for the 2016 season. That information was passed along anonymously because Hoshaver has to pass a physical before they'll announce the agreement. Hoshaver missed last season after Tommy John surgery. The former number one overall draft pick struggled for years as a starting pitcher, going 11-11 with a 4.61 ERA in his best season. But when he was dynamic was after shifting to the bullpen. He went 5-2 with a 1.92 ERA in 2013. And the Atlanta Braves have found a replacement for recently departed Jason Hayward, while the Baltimore Orioles lost another outfielder. The Braves and free agent outfielder Nick Markakis have agreed to a four-year contract pending a physical. The 31-year-old Markakis spent the first 9 years of his career with the Baltimore Orioles. This past season, he hit .276 with 14 homers and 50 RBIs. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.